Yeah.
Houston, we're live.
We're live.
We're fucking flying to Mars on a cloud of weed.
Yeah. I swear to God, if I see Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk up here, I will sacrifice all of us and just ram into their shit.
I'm fine with that. I didn't
Going out like an absolute ledge.
To go to space. If I was in space, I would probably immediately become claustrophobic and start flailing. I mean, no interest in being in space. When, like, some kids dream of being an astronaut. I dream of shooting astronauts down with my laser pointer because they're fucking nerds.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut so bad. I was, like, really sold on this, like, very 90s idea that, like, the future was imminent. Like, space travel was coming, and it was going to be commercially available soon. And, like, maybe by 2015, there would be, like, shuttle buses to the moon and shit. And I was, like, all about it. And now, as an adult, I'm like, man, if they launched a shuttle bus to the moon program, like, tomorrow, I might not get on that thing ever.
Like, it would take me a while before I'd want to go. Yeah,
I'd wait at least 5 to 10 years to make sure that it's like consistently safe. But even then, by that point, I'm 40. I'm like, what business do I have on the moon?
I haven't even been to like China yet. Why don't I go there before I go to the moon?
Yeah, let me see the Mariana Trench, and then we'll talk about the moon.
the thing with like going to shuttle buses to the moon, it's like there's nothing fucking there. There's nothing fucking there for anyone. Unless you're a scientist, in which case there is like one thing there, and it's not even that good of a thing. It's
like,
they put a mirror there. They were like, you can point your laser at this.
Yeah.
China found water on the moon, but it's
so
like,
there's fucking water here. Okay?
Vanishingly small amounts
fucking,
of it.
We have so much fucking water here on Earth. That's not fucking good enough for you.
Our water's not good enough. You need moon water. Look at Mr. Fancy Moon Water.
Kid who's up late at night just opining. He's like, man, I might never get to taste that fucking moon water.
Me going all the way to the moon to get water that doesn't have fucking fluoride in it.
Or what's the one you talk about? Microplastics, is that the thing?
Oh yeah, no, there's already microplastics on the moon.
There's
microplastics
everywhere.
There's next year
plastics on the moon.
As soon as Elon Musk gets to Mars, there'll be microplastics on Mars. I'm talking about his penis, folks.
Yeah, that's right.
He got a tiny one. What a loser.
Microplastics, as we all know, manufactured by Microsoft. You know, hence the name.
Hey.
Was it you, John, that was like, how about macro hard?
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah. That's right. Am I right? Yeah. Bigger and harder. Sequel.
it does feel like if Microsoft became a company when like Twitter existed, people would be like, we're really just letting a guy rock with the name Microsoft. Like, what is that about his peepee?
Hey,
you would
look,
never hear the end of it.
There's a soda on shelves called Squirt. It's just called Squirt. It's just a bottle.
You don't see
of Squirt
it on shelves as much, though. I feel like if it was called something different, Squirt would be like as big as 7-Up and Coke and stuff, you know. But Squirt's kind of the also ran of sodas.
I mean, the also ran. That's really funny. I mean, honestly, it's kind of better than most of the other lemon lime sodas. It's got texture. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like you look at a 7-Up, that shit is clear.
You can
see right through it. Squirt.
I'm sorry, how does a fluid have texture?
Squirt's got pulp.
It just
it's like
does.
Orange
it's,
juice.
It's got something. It's got grapefruit flavor, I think. It's got a little like acidity and complexity from the grapefruit. That's pretty good.
I don't really drink soda.
Well, that's fair. Soda's not very good for you.
I'm against the corn syrup lobby. All right. I like corn on the
You're
cob.
All about big big cane sugar, not big corn
soda.
Syrup.
Oh, you're like a guy who you're like the anti ketchup pro tomato guy. You're like a tomato should just be a tomato,
I
but
like,
for corn.
Sure. I like ketchup. Actually, somebody was telling me that there was sugarless ketchup. Have you guys ever had sugarless? I've never had it, but
I don't know what that would taste like. Tomato.
It
really
tastes weird.
Yeah, it's so good. It tastes like tomato. I'm like, I don't eat ketchup because it tastes like tomato. I eat ketchup because it tastes like ketchup.
Well, yeah. I mean, so this is a thing people have been talking about online a little bit, is that like originally ketchup just meant like any sauce made directly out of a food product. And tomato ketchup wasn't even popular. The first ketchups that were popular in the United States were mushroom ketchup and potato ketchup. So literally a sauce made out of potatoes. And sometimes yeah, it was just called like? Potato sauce. Mm-hmm. And they were like, put it on a salad. And I'm like, no.
Ketchup also used to be made out of like fish is the, like the weird one I've heard. It was like this weird like That's fermented cool. fish like sauce. I'm looking up a thing of it and it looks really gross. But maybe
fermented fish sauces are like still a popular thing in like a lot of different Asian cuisines. And they fucking slap. They're so good. You use them as part of your base when you make like a soup or a sauce base, and
fish
good.
Ketchup sounds like one of those weird Japanese foods that like that like 17-year-old girls who spend way too much time on the internet will and wear like a tail into high school will like they'll be like I brought my fish ketchup to the high school cafeteria today. So kawaii.
Well, that's like that fucking Townsend's guy on YouTube, which I really like. But you know, he'll open up the video and he's like being all like charming and he's got his cute little period appropriate clothes and hat on and stuff. And he's just like, today we're having fried squab with fish ketchup. And you're like, oh God, what Gross. Have I clicked on today?
I like weird foods. Don't get me wrong. But I like the good ones, you know, just because a food is weird doesn't make it good. Right. You know, I've tried a lot of weird foods that were bad.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, that's when I was a kid, I would eat just like the weirdest thing I could find just because I was like, I wanted attention. You know, I didn't want to eat something. I wanted people to notice me. But now that I'm an
John
adult.
John ate a worm? Oh my God.
I wouldn't eat like a worm, but like I don't even fucking remember. I just put weird shit together, make a mess of my tray in the lunchroom and shit.
That was a thing. It's like, this is coming back to me, just like memories of being like a middle school age child and you're just like, let's do a prank. Not like a prank. It's just, it's like the same like mental state that leads to people like making Jackass is right. like no, well, you just dump a bunch of weird stuff in a cup and then someone drinks it and you're like, can you believe that he drank that?
Right. Well, you as a kid, especially in school, you're trying to find something that feels like transgressive enough against expectations or whatever's going on around you that like it feels fun to do, but also like won't lead to a teacher tapping on your shoulder and being like, we need to have a conversation. So you're always riding that line, that razor's edge between being provocative and definitely not getting in trouble. Yeah. And that's how you end up with a terrible grade average, but all your teachers love you.
Word.
Well, speaking of somebody who has an incredibly bad grade point average, what's going on with our Prezi? I see something in the notes here about bridges. Is Joe Biden actually doing an infrastructure program?
No, he said that he has this weird tweet that everyone has been puzzling over where he said, when we move stuff faster through ports, when bridges don't have weight restrictions, when there's less traffic on our roads, that's how we resolve supply chain problems and get goods to people quicker and cheaper. The bipartisan infrastructure law is helping make it happen.
I haven't seen this.
That's what everyone's response was. They were like, hang on, there's one weird one that you slipped in there. And I don't know why trying to act like it's normal.
That's like the when you listen to like a libertarian, they're like, we need to stop, like we need to end the Fed. We need to protect civil liberties and we need to relook at the age of consent. You're like, what was that one thing? What the fuck? Weight limits on bridges? What the fuck?
Yeah, this is like truly insane to me. Like he's just so fucking detached from how like anything makes it across the country. He's like, maybe we should just get rid of way stations.
Like,
is that what's encumbering Amazon?
Stop judging those trucks for how much they weigh. Every truck is beautiful at any size, is my opinion. That's as correct. President.
That's correct.
Yeah, trucks should be allowed on any bridge, right? Like any, you know, one truck, any bridge. That's I'm trying to figure out a way to make it sound like he's trying to be woke, but it's so hard because getting rid of weight restrictions on bridges is like every civil engineer who looked at this tweet, like instantly felt a part of themselves die.
You saw that video where he, what did he say to that guy?
He called him like
conference?
A stupid son of a bitch or something for asking a question.
Joe somebody's like, President Biden, is inflation bad? And Joe Biden is like, you fucking moron.
I didn't quite get why he thought he was so stupid. Just like he thought it was a stupid question or he like thought he was asking it out of turn or something.
At the end of his rope, all right? He's going Hulk mode. He's going to Hulk out.
Joe Biden's like, you know, needling by conservatives I can handle, constant punches in the dick from leftist podcasters I can handle, but mm-hmm. you go too far when you ask me mockingly, is inflation bad?
I don't even think he was asking it mockingly. It was just like, yeah, what are you going to do about inflation in the run up to the midterms? But it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, they're going to get destroyed. And if any, if you genuinely believe in any sort of political upheaval in this country, you should watch that destruction of the Democratic Party happen with absolute glee, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, both falling apart, right, too. Like, the Republicans can't hang without the Democrats there. The Democrats are the whole, like, thing that makes the Republicans palatable to half the fucking country. And then, you know, they do the same things legislatively, but, like, without them to prop up the system and make it seem reasonable, like, the whole fucking thing will tip over, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know for sure. Who knows? But we'll probably just get the libertarians and the greens will neatly slide into the old slots left by the Republicans and Democrats.
I guess they could pretty easily adapt to those positions. Yeah.
It's January, right? We have 10 months until the midterms. Like, a lot of shit could happen. We could go to war with Ukraine, although with Russia over Ukraine. I highly fucking doubt that's going to happen. It's like it's like a total cock tease every time. Like the Cuban Missile Crisis, fucking, you know, it's every time they're like, oh yeah, World War III. Whenever somebody says, oh yeah, World War III could start, like, no,
tell them to shut the fuck up. Yeah, because
tell them to go outside.
Everybody has way too much to lose, because these wars are run not by it's not Joe Brandon who's making the decision anyway. It's rich people. It's the people who do weapons contracts. What is happening right now in Ukraine is basically just a fucking dick measuring contest designed to give all governments involved justification to spend more of their budgets on weapons contracts. That's all it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, the Democrats are like, oh, you know, Donald Trump was so crass in the way that he provoked conflict. And then it's like, okay, are you not going to provoke conflict? And they're like, no, we're going to provoke conflict with style. We're going to create these nebulous quasi-military interactions, skirmishes, border tensions around the world. And then exactly like you said, Todd, we're just going to use it as an excuse to, like, write checks out to Raytheon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, you know, whatever. And then they can send us fucking guns so we can stand there and point them at each other for a little while and justify the fact that we need a bigger budget next year.
The other thing is like, our government is so rampantly corrupt that, like, we wouldn't even be considering intervening in Ukraine if not for the fact that, like, half of the most high-ranking Democratic Party officials have family members that have various grifts going on in Ukraine.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I forgot about Joe Biden and his son and the whole Ukraine thing.
Not just the Bidens, but it's like, it's insane how much the media class has, like, coalesced around this, where they're, you know,
they love it. That's like their favorite thing to like manufacture consent for is
lethal aid.
That's a real funny one. Right? Yeah.
The lethal aid.
I don't think we've covered that yet.
How they called sending guns to Ukraine lethal aid. Like, that's not a thing anybody has ever said ever.
Oh, well, if we were going to talk about Russia a little bit, I want to talk about one of the most galaxy brain tweets I've ever seen. This is the thing in the notes. I just threw it in there. Where this is a tweet from Noah Wilder at Codernicus. I think that's how you say it on Twitter. And he says, the U.S. can easily enter Russia from the back door. The theater is not limited to Ukraine only. Russia is the underdog here. And then he's drawn a map. Or he's drawn on a map, rather.
Oh, man. This is incredible. He drew this shit himself, kind of.
Yeah, this motherfucker is like, fuck the Ike Dyke. Let's build the land bridge.
We're bringing back the land bridge from fucking 10,000 years ago.
I don't know if he's just talking about, because at first I thought he meant planes. And I was like, okay, there are flights across that part of the world, you know? But, like, we got to send planes up to Anchorage. That's the only way they get a lot of their supplies. But his plan, because of the curvy lines, I have to assume following the geography, means that he wants to send land troops from Seattle all the way up to Fairbanks, where they will then make the western crossing across the Bering Sea through the Chukotka Autonomous Zone all the way to Magadan, at which point they will be not quite to the Korean Peninsula and about halfway to Moscow, because Russia's this is incredible. Enormous.
I'm just saying, like, if we were to do this, can you imagine how awesome the next Call of Duty would be? Like you play
Russian crossing Call of Duty.
Yeah, player operatable vehicle, woolly mammoth Tachanka.
I mean, honestly, like
we're gonna bring Pangea back.
Like, real time, if you turn this into a video game and it took place in real time, you actually had to traverse all this. The world record speed run, if you got on the fastest vehicle that wasn't a plane, would be like 2 months. It would Hell be yeah. so long, because you would have so to switch much. There's literally, he's got an index here so that you know existing
the
roads.
Index is my favorite part. This is so good.
So the gray lines are existing roads. Dotted red lines are non-existing road. It didn't need to be dotted. There are no other red lines. And then the dotted blue line is open sea crossing.
Yeah, I mean, I could have guessed that Sick. From the fact that it's over the blue part of the map that's labeled Bering Sea, but right. very helpful of him. And also, a lot of it is non-existing road. Like, what looks like the most, like he's just saying drive across like half of Alaska. Already, yeah. this is insane. Just like go off-roading with what? An army? Where are they bringing all the weapons and supplies? Also, are they bringing a boat for the open sea crossing that they'll have to do eventually? And then are they loading all their jeeps onto the boat?
this guy is so fucking cool. This guy is like, okay, you heard that, you know, I know you heard what happened to the last guy who tried, but hear me out. Let's start a land war in Russia during the winter. I think we've got a good shot here.
I mean, it's just such a high level of derangement. Like you said, Chris, like the line from Seattle to Fairbanks of existing road is shorter than the following line that contains non-existent road and an open sea crossing. And yeah. this is like, there's a long history of Americans thinking they can just drive a car anywhere too, which mm-hmm. is like how you end up with like people who thought that they could drive like a Jeep all the way across the Americas down to like Argentina. And then they got to where Central America meets South America, like the jungle was so thick and dense that like some of them died from infectious disease.
To be fair, some people have dirt biked across the Darien Gap. It's possible. Uh-huh. It's very difficult. You'll probably die of malaria,
right?
But the story would be very. But here, it's just like, what the fuck? What the fuck do they think they're gonna march? Troops. It's just going to be a column of troops marching all the way across Russia.
Well, I mean, and it's also psychotic. It's so funny to think that like we would have to send our troops all the way from the mainland as a unit. Like, it's not the 1900s anymore. You don't have to like assume the cavalry, get into a phalanx, and then like march. When the U.S. sends soldiers places, it flies them there, assembles them in large groups, and then they do what they need to go do. Like, I really don't understand this obsession with being like, look, you can connect these countries by the back half.
Yeah, there's, they technically a path plug here. In, so let's just like walk all the way there. Very insane logic. Yeah,
and it's also such a greater distance. It's like twice as far from anywhere in the U.S. to anywhere in like, because here's the thing, is like, yes, that land is controlled by Russia, but it's some of the most sparsely populated land in the world, and most of the people who live in a lot of these areas are just like indigenous groups who have lived there for a long time, and some of them, like, they're under Russia's jurisdiction, but they have like autonomous control of their society. Mm-hmm. Like, they run their own cities, they run their own equivalent of a state government. But, you know, we obviously have a military genius on our hands. And speaking of military geniuses, We wanted to talk about this state attorney general. So this guy is from South Dakota, the attorney general, Jason Ravensburg, who ran over and killed a man in 2020.
Badass. Move, bitch, now, get out the way. Get out the way, bitch, get out the way.
And he's seeking re-election. He has no brakes, literally or metaphorically. Mm-hmm. And 2 years after getting impeached, he's like, you should let me do this job.
Hell yeah. Come on, I want to be the attorney general. King.
Yeah. I say we let him do it. Like, look, I mean, if you're good enough at driving to get away with hit and run, like, this guy's just like going full Ryan Gosling mode.
Well,
like,
it's so weird because all the people who are talking about it are obsessing about the amount of time that the guy he hit was stuck in the windshield. That seems to be the crux of the case.
He was stuck in the windshield?
Yeah.
What? Which is
like, it seems like it was not, like, this wasn't like, oh, I hit someone and knocked them a few feet or something, mm-hmm. even though that can still hurt and kill, you know, hurt severely, easily, whatever. Yeah. But like, this is like a, this is like a horror movie scene where it's like, yeah. suddenly this guy is sick. Part of the way through the windshield. Mm-hmm. And this guy's like,
he had been driving his red 2011 Ford Taurus at about 65 miles per hour on the western bound lane of U.S. Highway 14 in central South Dakota, stopped his vehicle more than 600 feet after the moment of impact. He called 911, identified himself as the attorney general, and said he had struck something but wasn't sure what it was.
That's a weird thing to do, too. Interesting where you're move. Like, you don't call and say, like, hi, I'm Jason Ravensburg. You call and you say, I'm the attorney general. I have killed a man.
Your boss here. I hit something. Find out what it was.
Yeah, what's going through your fucking mind? Do you think by saying I'm the attorney general that you're going to, like, evade scrutiny for this or something?
But he kind of did, because like a sheriff showed up and they both walked around looking for the deer that they thought he hit, and it's like, how is somebody's like body on your windshield or some part of his body on your windshield, and a sheriff and you both look around and you're like, well, no way of knowing what you hit. Like, didn't they just like not find the guy's body or claim they didn't find the guy's body?
Yeah, but it's like, come on, man. Nobody fucking believes that story. I get that there's a lot of deer in South Dakota. There's a lot of deer in Michigan, too. But when you hit something, you know the difference between a deer and a person. We all know that you knew you hit a guy as soon as you hit that guy. Don't fucking lie.
It says, Ravensburg, who has a lengthy history of driving violations, said that he had called his father and had been surfing the web on one of the two phones he had with him.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this part.
Looking at a right-wing blog post about the Biden family and China. Oh, based. Despite the fact that state law forbids a driver from using a handheld mobile device. Well, this guy was the fucking attorney general, okay? If he says the law is unjust, all right, this is an act of protest. Okay.
Yeah. If the president drives distracted, it's not illegal.
That's right.
Well, and like, here's the other thing is that diplomatic, like, his buddy, the cop came out and helped him look for the deer or whatever. So there was never a fucking breathalyzer. And nobody's ever even fucking mentioned, has this guy had any fucking drinks? I bet he was wasted.
Probably.
How else do you just like straight up hit a person and be like, the best you can think of is,
no, he said he
let's
wasn't
look
wasted.
For a deer.
He said he didn't drink anything and they didn't breathalyze him. So
there you go. Case closed.
So I think he is the attorney general after all.
Like, yeah. Open and shut.
Yeah. No, I mean,
he's a pretty smart guy.
The attorney general was telling you that he did not consume any alcohol before severing a man's leg with his car. Then he did not consume any alcohol. All right. I don't know what more you can ask.
I mean, he's a pretty smart guy. He can't tell the difference between a deer and a person, but other than that, he is a pretty smart guy, and I think you should take his word.
That's right.
It's insane that he had two phones. He's like, I'm the attorney general. I got to have two phones. This is my right-wing blog phone, right? Yeah. We keep that on me at all times. And then this is the phone I used to call my friends and family. We keep that on me sometimes, mm-hmm. right?
I mean, how annoyed would you be if, like, you were talking to your dad on the phone for too long and he drained the battery and you wanted to read an article about Joe Biden fucking, I don't know what they thought he was doing in China, and then your phone dies and you can't finish the article and get to the bottom of this mystery. You got to have a second phone for just your articles.
You're sitting around with your one dead phone and you're like, wow, this is not based. A word I just learned on Tucker Carlson this week.
Was it on Tucker Carlson this week?
I have no fucking idea. Oh, okay. Although I did see a post where it was like, boomers have found out about the word based, and it was some kind of like news screen grab. Mm-hmm. And it was like, based, the opposite of woke. And I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know if it is the opposite of woke. Tucker has just been talking about the M&Ms, as I'm sure you guys saw.
Of cringe.
Oranges, the opposite of lemons. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, woke is just based for a different demographic. All right.
I mean, they're all the same thing, right? They're all just shorthand for like, oh, I like that. Like, it's cool. I just say rad, right? I just call things rad.
Because people I agree with are good and people who I disagree with are bad. It's that simple.
Yeah. Yeah. Someday, if we live long enough, based will be like 23 Skidoo.
Did that guy just say based? Do you know what that means? Let's look it up. I've heard it in
weird.
Old movies.
They used to say this to say it means cool. Yeah, they're watching like an old movie and like whatever. I guess Ryan Gosling is the equivalent of Jimmy Stewart now. And they're like, oh yeah, guys like Ryan Gosling, that really old guy used to say it sometimes.
20. Yeah, no, it'll
it's
be
so
like
funny. 23, you could have said any of the old timey shit, but 23 Skidoo was the funniest one you could have been.
That's my favorite old timey slang, because like no one says it anymore. Like at some point it just like completely it just dropped off the map.
Oh, the zoomers are going to be like 90 years old in a nursing home, and they're gonna like they're great grandchild is going to come visit. They're going to pinch them on the cheek, transfer over, you know, $100 of central bank digital currency because there's no paper money anymore, and be like, isn't that bussin'? She and the kid is going
TikTok.
To react in the same way that you would if your grandfather said, like, shaving a haircut two bits.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I was working the other day, and I was I dropped a bunch of coins. There are coins all over the floor, so I'm picking up these fucking coins, and this older lady is walking by me, and she's like, 52 pickup, huh? it took every ounce of professionalism I have in my body to not look her right in the eyes and be like, do you think this is a fucking deck of cards?
Unless she just counted them like Rain Man and there were 52 quarters exactly, and that's like, that was her joke.
There were like a dozen. <Let's Yeah. laughs> Ridiculous. That's but awesome. It is funny when people say like really fucking old timey things out of the blue. It'll fucking catch you off guard. I can't think of another time it's happened to me, but it always does kind of make you sit up and pay attention for a second. You're like, have I been transported to a black and white cartoon? Like,
yeah, what's happening?
But speaking of cartoon people, there were a bunch of like fucking idiot Patriot Front douchebags marching around Washington. I can't even keep track of all the times this happens. Remember a couple of years ago when it was like, if there was some kind of stupid ass right wing rally, we would all be like, holy shit, there's a fucking right wing rally on our hands. And now they have them every weekend, especially in Washington, D.C.
I think at a point we like all collectively realize that like 90% of the people at these events are feds.
It's just the cops.
They have Fed handlers and they don't even know it. And the Patriot Front, I think, are the most egregious, because like there's no way, if you look at the videos, they don't even try to hide it. Like 100% of these guys are employed by the federal government, and I don't know why there's like a central intelligence operation to just have a group like this. Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure it has something to do with the idea that if you make the most like politically radical groups in a country look as dumb as possible, then real like non-astroturfed radical political movements won't ever really materialize, because everybody will be like, I don't want to look like those dipshits.
Yeah, I mean, it does make sense that like for one reason or another, like dipshit fascists would try to monopolize on like the look of being radical, of like being out in the street, having coordinated uniforms, you know, all of that fucking bullshit. But what's really interesting about this is that while they were marching, Unicorn Riot was like, hey, I have all their Discord chats and all of their Rocket chats, and I'm just going to share them with you now. And you look through it, and it's like, A, it's pretty egregious, like, racist shit. It's way more, you know, fucking racist and openly fascist than their front-facing stuff. And some of it, even, I was looking through the Discord logs. There are some old Discord logs from, like, 2017, where, like, one of the first things they all did together as a group was raise funds for, like, a fascist group in Africa, I think it was.
Oh, or, no. Like,
some, yeah, Northern Africa, or maybe Southern Europe, or some kind of in that general region. And I was just like, wow, they really just, they went right ahead and did that. And then they're out here and they're just like, we just stand for American values. And it's like, well, I guess you're technically not lying, but you are definitely misrepresenting yourself. And it's just, it seems weird to me that, like, we can keep releasing all of these and, like, nobody pays attention to this. They're just like, oh, there's parts in here where they're talking about talking to the feds, and there's parts in here where they're talking to police and coordinating with police. We have evidence of it now, and nobody's
there. Was
just like,
there was, well, a video that came out where they were like, I guess they were doing a they were like, you know, the videos where they're all standing there in their masks and they're like, you know, making an announcement or something, and at the end when they were like supposed to cut the camera, apparently they just started they just started Sieg Heiling.
Oh no.
Jesus Christ. And like, and but the thing is, it's slowly zooming out while that's happening, which is like, it's not zooming out at a speed that, like, if you were turning your camera off, it would be zooming out at. It is like the person operating the camera is very clearly still intentionally filming these guys. So like, what was the intent there? Like what was the intent there if they're not feds and that was not specifically meant to be released? I mean, it's being painted as this hot mic moment, but it just it's just fucking goofy.
It's not a fucking hot mic moment. Oh my God. Well, if it's being painted as a hot mic moment, then you know that whoever released it, in addition to whoever made it, is also a fucking fed. Like, the whole thing just stinks of fucking cop shit, because, you know, here's the other thing is, like, the rowdy, like, just, I guess, regular fascists, the not cop fascists, if there are any of those in the United States, I don't even know.
The lumpen fascists, if you will.
Yeah, something like that. And they don't do it just off camera.
The alt-right.
Right. Well, here's the thing. They don't do the truly fascist shit just off camera. There's no hot mic moment for that. Like, yeah, you might catch them saying something amongst themselves or whatever, but they don't do it like 2 seconds after the camera's supposed to turn off. They don't Sieg Heiling. They wait 5 minutes. They wait 10 minutes. And a lot of them just go and do it in their homes. You know, a lot of them really keep it under wraps. They so when something like this comes out, it's got to be intentional. There's no fucking way it can't be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also like there's a whole section of like, they call it like organizational documents and notes. And it's a bunch of like, I don't know if it's like the most professional looking, but like clearly someone who like knows how to do graphic design, like has all these things that are like, how do you document what you're doing at a protest? Like, how do you frame the picture? There's a whole thing about how to make a banner, how to make a poster. They have a thing about information security. So it's like, it's hard to believe any of these like yahoos just like in their basements coming up with all this stuff. This definitely stinks of like a fed or some kind of like higher up pulling the strings and like creating these kind of documents.
Oh, yeah, well, and this appeals to a lot of these guys, because these guys come from, like, the most paranoid and or directly involved in everyday atrocity backgrounds. Like, a lot of them are ex-cops. A lot of them are active cops. A lot of them are veterans. A lot of them are, like, former special ops guys, you know, JSOC, whatever kind of bullshit. Like, they come from all of these fucking different backgrounds, and they love nothing better than a stack of papers they can print out that tells them how to march. With neat little epaulettes in place of where they would be standing. They're like, wow, I look so good as a little epaulette on this page.
Yeah, they have a huge one that's about like legal protection, and it's like your rights and like which like branches of law enforcement will try to fuck with you and what you should do. And it's like, either they're being handled directly by feds or cops or something, or like you said, John, even more likely, they're just like, they're mostly ex-military, ex-cops, current cops, whatever the case.
Well, it's all the same. Yeah, it's all just shades of different things. Like, they're all basically just like the most active children of the repressive state apparatus, whether that takes the form of being a CIA analyst who also happens to be a member of Patriot Front, or whether they're just some random fucking brown shirt dipshit from the middle of nowhere in their state who decided being racist was a personality and is now at this thing. Like, they all come from the same place.
It is incredibly funny to imagine that, like, the one guy who is not, like, you guys remember in Michigan where there was, like, that group that was going to kidnap the governor?
Oh, yeah.
And they were, like, it was all feds except for, like, one guy. And he was like, wait, is that, imagine being that one guy. Like, that's got to feel, like, ridiculous. But, like, imagine if it's, like, the one guy in the group that isn't a fed, where, like, all the other feds are, like, constantly trying to commit, trying to convince that one guy to commit a mass shooting. But, like, that one guy is also under a paranoid delusion that he is also a fed, even though he's just, like, I don't know, a retired rent-a-cop. So it's just, it's like the spy versus spy comics, except it's just, like, feds doing, you know, meetings about how they're going to, like, kidnap George Soros or something.
Right, it's just feds Dale Gribble down, mall cop.
It's feds all the way down. Exactly.
Well, and that's the thing, is, like, the system, we were talking about this on the bonus episode of my other show, which, if you're not subbed to that Patreon, you should be. But we were talking about this. It's all just different shades of the repressive state apparatus, right? Like, whether you get duped into this ideology or whether you take a paycheck every week from the fucking CIA, it's all basically the same, because it all comes back to either their direct, you know, programs of infiltration, as direct sometimes as employment, or it just comes from all of their fucking messaging and propaganda and everything that they sneak into fucking movies about how, like, the CIA is secretly the good guys, even though they sometimes have to break the law.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like it's most effective when you have not just a police force or a CIA force or whatever, but, like, a bunch of other people who can, like, muddy the waters and carry out the work and spread the ideology without being directly connected.
Yeah.
Why don't the feds ever try to infiltrate, like, I don't know, like a Magic the Gathering tournament, you know? Do you think there's anything
got a few in there?
Do you think the government is, like, sent, like, one guy at the CIA is like, all right, it's your turn, you're going to the Pro Tour qualifier this week. By the way, we
here's gave, your deck, we spent 10 grand on it.
No, there's like a the government, the CIA somehow thinks that there's, like, you know, it's beneficial to, like, have, you know, people inside the Magic the Gathering Pro Tour circuit. So they spend like $80,000 of taxpayer money researching how to beat, like, just the current meta, which will shift in 3 months.
I mean, I've always wondered why the prices of Magic the Gathering cards fluctuate so fucking wildly. I just chalked it up to the fact that Magic nerds are probably also dumbass finance nerds. But now I'm suddenly a conspiracy theorist thinking that the CIA is deliberately infiltrating the Magic the Gathering, not just scene, but economy, and driving up the prices of certain cards on which they hold a monopoly so that they can represent those as assets to banks and get more loans.
They're trying to get more money to traffic drugs and stuff. Interesting.
I mean that would be very funny, but the most likely situation is just that it's, you know, being bid up by, this is part of the reason I stopped playing Magic. It's like all these super valuable cards are just like the secondary market. They need to justify their spend. Right. So it's like nobody will ever sell anything for less than what they got it for. It's similar to how real estate bubbles, like, inflate, except, you know, it's not like the Magic economy will crash when due to macroeconomic forces.
Well, I mean, honestly, for the price of, like, let's say a stack of 10 of the more expensive Magic the Gathering cards you can buy right now, you could just buy all the equipment you need to print almost perfect copies of any Magic card.
Oh, you absolutely could. Yeah. And that's why, like, if you're just playing kitchen table Magic with your friends, like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with buying the high quality proxies that you can get on, like, Alibaba or whatever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no fucking question. If you're not letting your friends play with high-quality proxies, if you're not turning cheat codes on for your friends, exactly, Chris, you are a cop.
That's right.
That's not what I was going to say, but it is correct. It's the right thing.
Yeah. You're just a fucking narc at that point. Just let your friend go on Etsy and spend $10 for a Black Lotus and then build whatever deck uses Black Lotus nowadays.
Maybe the government is infiltrating the Magic community because they want to figure out who's using those proxies.
Oh, they want to like get to the bottom of like...
Yeah.
They're trying to find any way to like arrest China for something, and they're like, intellectual property crimes against Magic the Gathering. We'll nail them to the wall for this one.
Yeah, the SEC has declared Magic cards a security, and they're going after a guy with like a cardstock printer in like somewhere in China for securities fraud.
Yeah, you wouldn't steal a car. You wouldn't download Gaia's Cradle.
Ooh, I have a Gaia's Cradle. I have a real one.
Damn, my man's wealthy over here.
I keep like thinking I should sell it, but honestly, I don't know. I kind of like looking at it. It's, the art's pretty.
I mean, I like
$20 back
you
in
know,
the day.
You know what I like looking at? These side-by-side prices on Google. 1998 Magic the Gathering Gaia's Cradle Urza's Saga. $1,111 or
it?
Gaia's Cradle Urza's Saga by Proxy King. $4.
A lot cheaper. Much cheaper.
Wait, are you telling me I could sell this card for $1,000? I didn't know it was that high. I haven't looked at it in like
it only keeps going
years.
Up, dude. It's like
the old Magic cards, it seems like, just keep going up and up.
Well, especially the really old ones.
Sell mine. God damn.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
Mine's
it's
in
nuts.
Good shape. Let me see. It's here. Let me pull it out.
This is now a Magic the Gathering card appraising podcast.
Hell yeah.
Hold on.
What was that show on Antiques Roadshow?
Oh, yeah. They're going to have Magic cards there at some point. Someone's going to be like, I found my son's Magic cards. Are they worth anything?
Hold on. Let me get my Magic card guy in here before I give you any prices.
Yeah. Man, I was just realizing last night, because like when I was a kid, we had an NES that we got at like a garage sale for no money. And like I got a bunch of... this was like when the N64 was already out, I think. So I had NES games for cheap. And at some point, oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That
good looking
good.
Card, my friend.
Yeah, it's in good shape. It's like, I would say it's probably near mint.
Near mint? Oh, hell yeah. You can get like close to a grand for that, probably.
I got it when I was in high school for like $20.
Maybe near mint plus.
And I like, and I only ever played casual Magic with it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I like this card. It's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks cool.
But Chris, you had this old ass NES.
Oh yeah, I was just thinking the other day. It's like we had an NES when I was a kid, and you know, I got a bunch of NES games for my birthday and Christmas and stuff. And at some point, stopped playing it because they had moved on to new stuff. And then after I had like moved away from home, at some point, my brother was like, "Oh yeah, our mom sold that NES." And just the other day, I was like, every one of those games is probably worth like $50 now because we had all the Marios, we had Mega Man 2, we had Metroid, had Duck Hunt. Like it's fine, but you know, I could play those on an emulator easily. But it occurred to me that they're worth so much more than I'm sure she got for them back then.
Yeah, I mean, I was trying to buy my dad some SNES games a few years ago for Father's Day, and they were so fucking expensive. I just bought him a classic mini instead, and sideloaded like 300 games onto it. I was like, happy Father's Day. Whatever.
That's a move.
That's why, if I see like cool vintage shit, I go to a lot of flea markets. And like thrift stores and stuff. I love buying cool old vintage shit, even if it's not worth anything, because it's just, I like looking at old shit, you know, like I like, look at, it's like quaint. It's like, oh, look at how poorly this consumer product is designed. Look at how bad of a job they did back in the day at making things.
I mean, that can be really fun.
Being like a million times better than like the equivalent thing today, which was probably just made by like slaves in a suicide net factory or something like that.
I mean, like it's nice to have like quirky old things around. During the heyday of living at a show house in Pittsburgh, we had this like plastic air organ around the house. And it was like from the fucking 80s or whatever. And you would turn it on and it would like whoosh and it would be like,
hell yeah.
whoosh, and it would, and then you'd hit it and it had like kind of an accordion kind of sound to it because it's air being forced through the little gaps and stuff.
That sounds awesome.
It was a ton of fun. And it was like, I think we found it on the side of the road, and everybody who saw it wanted to play with it.
Hell yeah. That absolutely rules.
That's great.
I hope it's still being enjoyed and played by people to this day.
I broke a key on it, and I don't even know. I think Lena still has it. I need to see about whether or not I can glue that key back on or whatever. But as long as we're looking through leaks, I think a much funnier leak than what the neo-Nazis are doing is the full list of denied vanity license plates.
Oh, let's fucking go.
From Oregon from 2021. And right off the bat, we got Mr. Weed on the first page.
Yes.
Oh boy, they have denial reason like in the little spreadsheet. Oh, that's incredible. I love that they have a denial reason.
Oh, that rules.
I know. I like scrolled through it and I was trying to find a really unique denial reason, but I think they only have a few different reasons that they can pick from. Because it seems like configuration refers to illegal acts or controlled substances is where all the funny shit is from. And then configuration is alarming, threatening, offending, or misleading. It's like 50-50 funny and just like, you know, South Park jokes that don't land.
What could misleading mean? I don't think I've ever been led anywhere by a license plate. Like, I don't see one that says like Dr. Fauci. And what I'm like, wow, is that Dr. Fauci?
What if it was a license plate that said Big Bob and it was a man named Robert who was actually quite diminutive?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say
that would be a very misleading license plate if you
ask
me.
Every time I see a license plate that says Big Dick on the back of a truck, I know they're lying to me.
All right, so what are
the best? Some of these are like Schitzer. I don't even know what that like is supposed to be exactly. They went S-H-Y-T-Z-R. They were like, maybe they'll let me get away with it.
somebody got bussy. Somebody tried bussy. To just,
yeah,
like, you come really on. Thought that you wasted money submitting bussy as a vanity plate and thinking it would go through. Really?
Yeah, one of my favorites is Slurpee, S-L-R-P-E-E. Which is like, you know, they're trying to just do like Slurpee.
See, that one's injustice right there. All right. Yeah, you should be able to choose that one.
Just because it has P like, in it.
I don't know about that.
Such
one.
A B. That one's kind of funny. Yeah. Weed Min, Weed MN. Someone's obviously tried to get Weed Man on their license plate twice. Which is like, if you are the Weed Man, don't get a Weed Man license.
Yeah, no, the only way that would work is if you were not a person who smoked weed, but you enjoyed weed culture enough that you were like, I'm going to get this license plate. Obviously, the cops are going to try to pull me over and try to fuck with me. They're going to search my car and they're not going to find anything because I am not, in fact, the Weed Man, which
nothing to find
is would mean that it would be misleading. So,
like a straight edge guy who's really into reggae. And he's like, I'm getting that Weed Man license plate, dude. Hell, it's gonna be the funniest.
Yeah, well, there's someone who's they got zero vino, it looks like, which wouldn't that imply they don't drink wine? Like, maybe they're just straight edge and they're like, I quit alcohol, zero vino for me. And they're like, well, it still refers to a controlled substance, so you can't reference it.
They might think it's a brand name, or it might be a brand name. I also really like that someone tried to get hentai, but with a three for the E.
Hell yeah.
Like, that's going to get past the censors right there. They don't know what that is.
Humans are censoring it. It's not like a computer that doesn't know three can be an E.
This is so funny, because like that tweet where it was like, wearing my I love hentai shirt to school to make any teacher who calls me out on it admit they know what hentai is. But instead of the teacher, it's the Oregon DMV.
I really, really like M1LF.
Oh
yeah, what's bad about that?
So
one?
Good.
Well, like that lady.
Nothing. Right, nothing's bad. Nothing's bad about MILFs.
Yeah. We talked about that lady in Maine, I think, who drove the MILF mobile around topless and like got in trouble for it or something.
Yeah, good for her.
So funny. Yeah, glad she's living her passion.
These are all.
I really
so
like
good.
That. There's one here that's just SSSX. Four S's and then 69. Like, is it just be like a snake? Like. 69. I guess I can see what they're going for, maybe. But that seems like a really odd one.
It looks like on the same day, shrooms with no O's was rejected, mm-hmm. and LSD was also rejected on that day.
Wow,
the boring day. I thought this was America.
Okay. Right? What if you work at the logistical systems division, right? And you want to get a commemorative license plate, and you can't because it's already taken by Lysergic, whatever the fuck.
This is my favorite one. XXS dick. You got an extra small dick. And he wants everybody to fucking know it. I love this.
We have one that's burp, like BRRRP. And I would assume that's like the sound of like an automatic weapon of some kind, but they say it refers to a sexual or a bodily function. What? Did they think it means bodily burp?
Think burp means burp, like belch?
Like a burp? And it's like, what, you can't say burp on your license plate? I guess not. You can't say toots or farts or wee poop.
I mean, some of these like Jazz 69, beer, and shirt. Those have all got to be the same guy, right?
Yeah. He's just having fun.
I do also love the person who's committed enough to the idea of driving around with a license plate that says shirt. Actually submit that.
So the joke would get old after like a week if you actually got that. Like, it would be a Pyrrhic victory to get that license plate, because then you have to have it on your car for a while.
If you ever got pulled over, though, you would make the cop call in to the station, like pulling over vehicle, you know, license plate says shart.
Go again, car 49. You copy correct. That is shart, over.
I don't know why they would deny OMFG. What's wrong with that? Or LMAO? They denied LMAO.
Yeah, configuration is alarming, Todd. His ass is off from laughter.
Do you think that some of these look like they only got denied because it's a word, but they replaced an O with a zero. Do you think that might be why?
Maybe it's probably like a default, not, to stop you from sneaking in or something.
Yeah, maybe. I also love the one that, like, no bones about it. It's just small PP.
That's very good.
Just let the man have a small PP license plate. Come on.
For real. Do you know how late he's going to get with that license plate? Once in a while.
I like sick 69, slow 69, race 69, Dave 69, 69 I am, SWAT 69, 69 Coug, which could either mean that they are driving a cougar, or they are an older woman who
was born
likes
in
them
69.
Young.
The cougar mobile, that'd be cool.
Yeah, 69 Conv. I don't know what that one. A lot of 69, 13W69.
I like the one that just says poopsie.
Poopsie. I did a poopsie, officer. Topless, that's good.
Topless is good, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I found Elon Musk's license plate. 420 Lon. Get it? 420 Lon.
That sucks. Oh, that person shouldn't be terrible. Allowed to smoke weed.
That's real bad. Yeah, they shouldn't get this plate and they should be banned from weed.
That's all right, right, all right, all right. This one just says BGWSKY, Bagooski.
That's like, that's nonsense.
BGWS.
Like, what can you get if you can't get random?
Yeah, and it doesn't say alarming. It says refers to illegal acts or controlled substances. What is BGWSKY? What illegal act or controlled substance?
I don't know.
BGWSKY. Big Sky, kind of?
Yeah, I'm getting Big Sky Resort. Hold on.
Just that, like,
search instead for this. I cannot for the life of me figure out what
this
looks like.
Anything.
An error. Yeah, I'm calling bullshit. This person should have gotten their vanity license plate.
WSKY, maybe they think they're trying to say whiskey, like big whiskey or something.
Maybe. Okay.
I don't know.
It could be.
Two below it, DF bomb.
Somebody just tried to get Xanax. They just tried.
Yeah,
they were like,
great.
Yeah, I'm sure this will go through.
I take Xanax. I want it on my license plate so people
fucking
know.
Idiot. Nice job. How much you wasted to, like, a bunch of money at the DMV to submit this and you didn't get a license plate. Good work.
Yeah. Wait, this is weird. There's one that's wine GM, which if they meant wine gum is just like a weird British term for those like old person like gummy candies. That's not actually made of wine at all. It's like a little fruit snack. So I think they fucked up on this one. They should have been able to have wine. I mean, it's probably an old lady. If you're
wine, good morning.
Yeah. We have three in a row here sequentially. Too high, dab man, and smoked with a three the E. You know that's the same guy. On January 15th, 20th, and 21st, those were the days he had off work, and he went down to the DMV.
I have to wonder how much it costs to like submit one of these. Because I feel like the cheaper it is, the more it would make sense that this is all the same guy. If it's free,
it's like $100 usually.
Yeah, $100. Yeah, that's like expensive for a prank.
You get to submit like, I think, three or four choices. I don't know. It depends on the DMV. The thing is, it's like, okay, listeners, everybody listens to Beep Beep has, you know, is like insanely high IQ. Like, we're literally like high IQ sigmas here on this podcast. But if you're maybe listening for the first time and you know, you are just somebody who enjoys weed, don't get a fucking weed license plate.
No.
That is just inviting that's just asking to be pulled over and searched.
Don't do it.
Come on.
No, you should get a license plate that says sober. Really throw them off the trail.
That'd be good. Yeah. No, it's always the one you least suspect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The one who just broadcasts it the most.
What do you guys think of my idea? I wanted to get a license plate for my truck that's TRONCK.
Trunk.
Yeah. That's fun.
I thought you were going to say get a license plate that just says truck. And I was going to say, if that's not taken, your entire state is a moron.
Yeah, exactly.
They forgot. They didn't even realize they could be labeling their trucks legally.
Yeah. Just printing it out with one of those little, like, cry cut label guns instead of getting a real license plate.
Yeah, well, anyway, on that note, the vanity, if you have any good vanity plates, write in to Beep Beep and let us know.
Yeah, tell us in the Discord what you got.
That's right. If you have a license plate that is alarming, threatening, offending, or misleading, or refers to illegal acts or controlled substances. Yeah. Yes, we would love to hear it. And if you don't, keep that shit to yourself.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. If you're not already, please subscribe to the Patreon. We have some really funny episodes over there. They come out just as often as these. Listen to my other show, Work Stoppage. We also have bonus episodes over there. Don't forget to go check out the Twitch, on which Chris is occasionally streaming now.
Hell
and
yeah. Stream it, bro.
I'm playing Dark Souls remastered on the Switch.
Oh, nice.
It's been a fun ride. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Keep beeping out there. Keep smoking that mid.
Hell yeah. Beep on, y'all.
Goodbye.
Okay, well, the cheering is dying down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station. What is rock and roll? That booty.
America's great pranksters.
Rock and roll. Tracy, tell him.